Hello and welcome to the Fireside Podcast, where we bring you news from the Lake of Fire. I'm your host, Mephistopheles, and right now I have Asmodeus on the phone. Asmodeus has been assigned the post of Commander General of Salpson's armies and is calling from the Gates of Hell. Are you there, Asmodeus?
I'm here. Astaroth's troops aren't, but I'm here.
Then you weren't able to engage the enemy? How do you think they snuck past you?
They didn't.
I don't...
They showed their traitorous faces, and I and my demons tore them apart. They didn't stand a chance against us. And I'll have you know, my trolls were instrumental in our victory.
That surprises me.
Because like most demons, you don't know how to take advantage of a good resource.
Did the trolls survive?
You didn't just ask me that.
I suppose I retract the question.
I don't squander the lives of my demons or trolls. Any leader worth his salt respects the lives of his men. Hell isn't big on loyalty under the best of circumstances.
So you've mentioned.
But my trolls are loyal to me because they know I'll always do right by them. And that's not something Abaddon can offer his demons. He's throwing them away like last night's dinner in pursuit of his fool's quest. How stupid can a demon be?
Abaddon often sees things differently than the rest of us. And he's often right.
Not this time. I hope he didn't see a military genius in Astaroth. He couldn't have done worse if he tried.
Do you think he tried? To fail, I mean?
A traitor? Perhaps. He fled the battle, which is a pity. I would have preferred to have added his head to the collection on the pikes here at the gate. I stationed my troops in the outer lands, just beyond the gate. We dispatched the condemned souls, and then disguised ourselves as them. Astaroth's men marched to the gate, and when they didn't see enemy forces, they relaxed and went out as if they thought they could pass all the way to heaven unopposed. We let them pass between us, and none of them twigged to what was going on until we had them good and surrounded. When I gave the signal, my trolls dug into them as only a troll can, and the demons took inspiration from their battle lust. The fight was over almost as soon as it began.
So if I understand the casualties...
It was a slaughter. We left none of Astaroth's demons alive, while sustaining only minor injuries ourselves. It would be a shame to call this a battle. Battles involve fighters on both sides.
And your plans now?
I can't tell you that.
Understood.
I will tell you that any who oppose Salfsan's will, and by extension Satan's command, will meet my blade.
I'm sure that will serve as an important deterrent.
I need to get back to my duties here.
Then go. And thank you for taking out the time to talk to me and my listeners.
Anytime, old friend. Stay safe.
And the same to you. And that's the news as I have it. My sympathies go out to Astaroth's troops and to those who mourn them. Until next time, all we can do is remain strong and vigilant, and as always, sin on.